This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a report by the Associated Press that revealed 629 Pakistani girls were sold as brides and taken to China. And the traffickers behind this horrible deed tend to target Christians. So stay with us, because we'll be right back with more information.
Since 2005, BIC Media Solutions has become the leader in helping faith-based industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, films, and TV. The primary goal for the books and movies produced are to help enhance lives of people. The revised edition of It's What We Do Together That Counts includes insights into the successes of more than 100 executives and entrepreneurs. It's What We Do Together That Counts draws upon their life experiences and shows that any form of adversity can be overcome through hard work, perseverance, and kindness to others. Isn't that just the truth? Purchase It's What We Do Together That Counts on Amazon.com and BICMediaSolutions.com. Again, that's BICMediaSolutions.com. You can also purchase the Kindle version through Kindle eBooks or listen to it on Audible. On Friday, December 13th only, just on that one day, Friday, December 13th, download the free eBook of It's What We Do Together That Counts, the BIC Alliance Story. Log in to Amazon Kindle and download the free eBook. This is Steve Green on behalf of BIC Media Solutions.
According to a new report by the Associated Press, 629 Pakistani girls have been sold as brides to Chinese men and then taken to China. Many times, these women are forced into prostitution or they're abused to the point that they beg their families to come back home. The tragic report is the most concrete list of names to date, and it reveals who exactly has been caught up in these trafficking schemes since 2018. Sadly, though, it seems as though Pakistan doesn't care like it should. AP reports that the biggest case against traffickers has fallen apart. Back in October, a court acquitted 31 Chinese nationals who were charged with trafficking. The acquittal came as a result of the fact that many of the women who could have testified were either threatened or bribed into silence. And sadly, Pakistan's Christian minority is often the target of these trafficking schemes. Traffickers will pay impoverished parents to give their daughters in marriage. Some of these girls are only teenagers. They're given over to Chinese husbands who take them back to China. Many of these girls and young women are then emotionally and physically abused and sometimes even forced into prostitution. Some of those brides have made it back to Pakistan, but others remain trapped in China. Some officials spoke anonymously with AP and expressed their frustrations with how the government was handling the investigations. One of the officials said this: "No one is doing anything to help these girls. The whole racket is continuing and it's growing. Why? Because they know they can get away with it. The authorities won't follow through. Everyone is being pressured not to investigate. Trafficking is increasing now." End quote. For the full-length report by AP, go to charismanews.com so you are fully equipped in how to pray for these young Christian girls. And keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.